everyone who's in the shelter system who I've ever seen is trying their best to get out of the shelter system. My name is Hannah Margolin. I am the volunteer coordinator at Legal Hand Crown Heights. We see a lot of different people, many of whom are currently facing or have faced at some point eviction or homelessness, some of whom are currently homeless, which can look a lot of different ways. Some people are street homeless, which is to say that they don't have a place to go. Some are in shelters, and some are staying with family members or overcrowded in relatives' apartments. I would say one of the things we see here most commonly is homelessness either in the form of impending eviction cases or threats of eviction cases, or people who come in and are looking for somewhere to go. We have visitors who come in and, my landlord is selling the building in a month, I need somewhere new to live. We also have folks come in who have housing vouchers, SEPs, FEPs, City FEPs, Link, and those vouchers are designed to help them pay for an apartment, but there are also so many landlords who don't accept those vouchers because of stigma, because of fear that any remainder that's not paid by the voucher won't be paid. There are also vouchers that the amount that they'll allow is still not a reasonable amount because the city is in such housing crisis and because Crown Heights is gentrifying at such an alarming rate. People are being rapidly pushed out of their apartments and their homes. We do spend a great deal of time with people applying for affordable housing, and affordable is not always affordable, and applying for public housing, but that's years of waiting list. And then just scrolling through all these different housing websites to see, is there anything in this area that they can afford? And sometimes the answer is no, and it's really, really painful for people to not be able to afford an apartment in the place where they've lived their whole lives. The main thing that Crown Heights needs to alleviate homelessness is more affordable housing, is more awareness among landlords, and perhaps even pressure on landlords to not push out their tenants, to respect rent stabilization and maintain it. It's important to remember that homelessness doesn't exist on its own. No system exists in a vacuum. And underlying this, the homeless shelters and the homeless population, there are systems like systemic and institutionalized racism, which means that not everybody gets the same education. Not everyone has the opportunity to gain the computer skills that will allow them to advance in certain career paths, often higher paying career paths. Not everyone has the literacy skills, not everyone had the opportunity to gain those skills. And it's important to be aware of the privileges that some people have and some people don't, that keep some people in homes and able to afford homes and don't allow others that opportunity.